just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, recording this on January 1st. Let's see, we're looking at roughly 7 p.m. Eastern time, so giving you a little presence on what news I'm working with, as you will probably have this posted at some point on Sunday morning, where you're on your own with checking status of available players going into afternoon and late afternoon action before, obviously, primetime games on Sunday and on Monday. For those of you that extended to week 17 this year, where, say, last year you would have gone week 16 with your championship game. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters and presented, of course, by Bill Curry Ford. My email, which you can take advantage of until roughly 11 a.m. Eastern time or so on Sunday morning, as all of my fantasy business for my teams has been concluded. I had my trip to Miami for Georgia's blasting of Michigan over the last 48 hours and obviously have other things to do. But if you do have a final question for me and want a second opinion, which means you give me a first opinion, you can send me that last-minute email at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. All right, just a few notes here as it relates to what I think stands out the most as we sit here at 7 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday, January 1st. Let's start with no Kirk Cousins. Sean Mannion expected to play for the Minnesota Vikings in an important game for the Vikings, but without Kirk Cousins, I don't know that you're sitting Dalvin Cook in this situation, but you hate what this potentially means to wide receiver Justin Jefferson. Even NBC Sports Edge talks about a downgrade of Jefferson simply because you are going from a proficient quarterback to someone completely off the radar. It's a tough blow. I mean, I have been invested in Jefferson all year. I already won my podcast league, so I don't have to make this decision in week 17. I understand if you are looking around and wondering if you should even play Jefferson in this particular game. I really don't have a strong opinion either way. It would be awful if you sat him and he still got you double-digit points, but you cannot have a high expectation of Jefferson producing in a championship game with someone like Mannion at quarterback, even though Thielen is out for this particular game. And for those of you that picked up KJ Osborne as a plug and play, I don't think you're doing that now. I think you're looking elsewhere because the Vikings have to look elsewhere at the quarterback position. Speaking of the quarterback position, the Ravens haven't ruled out Lamar Jackson. However, it just looks and feels and has for a few days like Tyler Huntley will be the one to go for the Ravens in week 17. If so, and you are in a position where you own Huntley or you're thinking about using Huntley, yeah, I think he's a play, albeit I know who the opponent is. But again, considering the nature of the Ravens offense, what Huntley did his last time out before he landed on the COVID list, I'd keep checking status and checking news on the Ravens right up until game time. But I would lean towards Huntley as a starting quarterback if Jackson is announced as the starter, I don't know that you can trust him in this spot, just based on what he hasn't done for now, what, 5 or 6 weeks. So even if the Ravens declare him healthy, might be on a short leash, might be in a position to get re-injured, it feels to me like Huntley will start, but I can't guess at this point. If I was in a position where I owned Huntley, I would be optimistic that I could play him. But if there was news out there that Lamar Jackson was going to start, I wouldn't start Jackson, and I wouldn't feel good about starting Huntley, guessing that Jackson will be pulled from the game at some point. One of the bigger moves, well, let's talk about two of the bigger moves I made in Week 16 for plug-and-play running backs to defeat Ira Kaufman in the podcast league. As many of you know, I've been invested in the San Francisco 49er running game all year. I played four different 49ers as starting running backs this past season, including Jeff Wilson in Week 16. It doesn't look like you can go Wilson in Week 17. Again, keep checking status here, but all signs are pointing towards Eli Mitchell being active. And when Eli Mitchell is active, he gets a large workload. And considering what the game potentially means for the 49ers, with the injuries they have at the quarterback position, I would be someone that, if I had a title game this week, I would plan on playing Eli Mitchell, unless for some reason I found out he was inactive, and then I would play Jeff Wilson. To me, there's no other way to play it. Now, one other thing I did last week was put in Justin Jackson for the Chargers. Eckler came off the COVID list earlier in the week. Don't overthink, well, because Jackson had such a big game, he'll still have a role in the game, and he did some nice things the week before. It doesn't mean he's starting material. The only running back starter of significance, if Eckler is active, is Austin Eckler. Don't overthink a timeshare there. So where I wouldn't have Jackson or be using Jackson this week, because I didn't own Austin Eckler, I did own Darrell Williams. I was playing that as a potential COVID hedge or injury hedge with the Chiefs as it related to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, due to a shoulder injury, didn't practice all week, ruled out for Week 17 against the Bengals. That was announced earlier on New Year's Day. So Darrell Williams gets in, and Williams' numbers, when he has played, have been productive. So to me, Williams would sort of be my plug-and-play running back this week, where Justin Jackson was that plug-and-play running back with Eckler on the COVID list in Week 16. Also, for what it's worth, Julio Jones, who only makes news for negative reasons about either getting back on the field or off the field, I think it's irrelevant for what that means as far as what the Titans do. You know what A.J. Brown did in Week 16, and I would imagine Ryan Tannehill is going to look his way as much as possible. Much of that scoring came after halftime of the Thursday night game. The Titans have had extra time to prepare for the game. I believe it's against the Dolphins. Opponent doesn't matter here. Brown's role in the offense and in the game plan certainly put him in play as one of your starting wide receivers in Week 17. And no, I don't think you can plug and play a Redskin running back with any sort of expectations. Antonio Gibson not off the reserve COVID list ahead of the Week 17 against the Week 17 game. J.D. McKissic is on IR. Now, J.D. McKissic would have been a plug-and-play option, or if you had him on your bench. It looks like a Jared Patterson is in play here to be the starting running back. That said, I don't feel good without any sort of knowledge on Patterson, with how bad the Redskins looked the last time we saw him against the Dallas Cowboys to play him, other than if you're looking for a really deep daily fantasy bargain on, say, DraftKings. And then I would consider Patterson only in that role. Again, my email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. You're welcome to send me emails for a second opinion on championship decisions. I hope I will be able to answer them prior to the need to know hour as it relates to your respective games coming up this weekend. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters and Bill Curry Ford. Thanks for listening. We will be back with some podcasts next week, not to break down anything involving Week 18. We do not do that here. Your season-long leagues should end in Week 17 for the 18-week season, but we'll recap some overall things from the season before we go on hiatus for the offseason. And I look forward to coming back for a seventh season of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast sometime in July of 2022. Good luck.